when I was a young girl like normal girls do. I looked to a woman's love to help get me through. I never needed any more than a feminine touch. I hated the thought of kissing a man, it really was too much. I did not drink, I did not smoke, $10 on birth control and beer. My life was so much simpler when I was sober and queer. But the love of a strong, hairy man has turned my head, I fear, and made me spend my last $10 on birth control and beer. It was June of 1983 when Mary Lou and I did part. She said she loved another dyke. My God, it broke my heart. I was bitter and disillusioned to lose another girlfriend. Well, Lester came to work at Papa's store and decided to ease on in. Before that last heart break, well, nothing made me more sick than a hairy-chested, cheap, double-breasted, suited man with a hard dick. I guess that I was curious, heck, I guess that I was young. I guess it was that old rum and coke. I guess that I was dumb. I spent my last $10 on birth control and beer. My life was so much simpler when I was sober and queer. But the love of a strong, hairy man has turned my head, I fear, and made me spend my last $10 on birth control and beer. For of course, for a woman to love a man, she must also love to booze. If a woman don't drink beside her man, then she will surely lose him. As I sit in this hetero honky-tonk and reflect upon my past, I think about those old girlfriends and why they did not last. For the certain thrills that lesbian love simply cannot supply, without this man I'd die. So listen to my tale of woe and hang your head and cry. I spent my last $10 on birth control and beer. My life was so much simpler when I was sober and queer. But the love of a strong, hairy man has turned my head.